You know, I'm really liking this new format of this show. It's really feeling good.
Much better than previous season and what other network is this on? Lifetime? Yeah, it's much better. So good job, Peacock.
Yeah. If anything, let's start off with a hand clap.
Yeah. Peacock. Good job, Peacock.
No, go.
If you want to take a little something off my bill, great.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of Episode 5. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
Hey, shout out to everybody checking in. Early Chocolate Suna, Debbie saying, yay, Yanni and Terrell and fam. Hey, Bodina's back. Let's go.
Oh, Bodina. Forward the comments.
The nightgown of herself, Nikki. Hey, y'all, let's cut up tonight.
Nikki, we've missed you.
You know, I wonder, what do you think Nikki would nightgown Sean the way that Nikki refuses to? Because they got the same name. No. No. Maybe the same thing.
Not the Nikki B I know. The Nikki B I know would not touch Sean. But we shall see.
Hey, shout out to everybody checking in. Taylor, hey y'all, I made it. Yep. And I like this one from Blue Panda. Good evening, beautiful people. Or like Nikki said, what a gorgeous audience. Yeah. Yeah, that was so fun. That was so messed up, right? All right, so look, there's so much to get through in this one. Are you ready to get straight into it, man?
I am.
All right, let's do it, because I am like Coach Run. I'm definitely enjoying this season, and we're kicking things off this time because there was the get-together where we left off, right, in Episode 4. And so where we pick up with Caitlin and Devin is them walking in after that.
Yeah.
And we really, you could see as they're walking in, there's an issue. Well, we know there's an issue, but you can see they're actually about to maybe get some stuff.
Yeah, and kudos to Devin for bringing it up. Hey, I want to talk about just how I'm feeling. And I thought that was good. I think Caitlin is so used to her lifestyle. And I think in her mind, seems like she thinks she's doing some of the things that Devin wants, but it's just not enough. And she's like, hey, I can't be with you 24/7. He's like, I don't want you to be 24/7. I just want you to act like you want to be around me. And I thought about it. He's an athlete. Right. Professional athlete. Okay. How many professional athletes, you know, have to like work to get attention from a girl?
Right. But okay. But she's giving none.
Exactly. She's giving none. But if I'm used to always getting attention since I was playing ball in middle school, I've always been a stud. And then now I got this person I'm married to and she just acts like she doesn't give a shit.
I give a damn. I'm not an athlete. But at the same time, I want some attention too. Like Kevin said, Caitlin is whack, just like a daddy. And Nikki says, Caitlin hates companionship. Look, tea time, honeymoon stage, and she already wants space. I get it. But listening to her say, to me, it sounded like a spoiled brat, right? Especially when she said, even in when I lived with somebody, you know, like my last relationship, we didn't spend a lot of time together. And that's why y'all are not together.
Why didn't y'all work out? Well, he was probably also an asshole and not nice to her. And that's why she didn't spend a lot of time with them to avoid all that. But in Caitlin's defense, and this is what everybody has to realize, at this point, it's been 4 days that they met. So if you've been single for a couple years, 2 or 3 years, and now all of a sudden you have somebody in your face 24/7, I get where she's coming from.
By the way, High Vibe is there, which you said Caitlin is used to dating a-holes. And meanwhile, Keedy's like, which I agree with. I want her to at least look at the man. I am not going to talk to you if you're just not. If we're having a conversation, you refuse to look at me, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just stop.
Yeah.
In the middle of the. Are we going to talk? That's going to be me.
I'm the captain now. I need some of that. Yeah. Don't just to make eye contact with me. I think that's all Devin wants is to flirt up. Act like she's interested in him. He's not saying sleep with him or whatever. Just look at him.
Taylor says she shouldn't have signed up for this, shaking my head. And Mimi says, look, didn't she say she was in a bunch of toxic relationships? We knew that because she doesn't know how to handle a kind human is what she told the girls.
Yeah.
Like, gee whiz. And thank you, Monica. She'll have all the space she wants when he's traveling and all the worrying that she needs to do when he is traveling.
Right.
And that's the real deal, right? From there, it's interesting seeing their interaction following the get-together and then Belle Jolie and Mekkas, because theirs is vastly different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's celebrating that how they showed up at the group get-together as if it was a contest. He just thought that they just worked the room, which I'm thinking, what are you talking about?
You know, I heard that part and, you know, oh, you look good and this. But here's what I notice. Their body language on the couch is so telling. And it's not just him. It's her. They both have. And maybe she's just, you know, being the mirror of him, because they've got that, both have their legs crossed and their body cut off to each other. And at the same time, he's leaning back so far. He's in the next room.
Yeah, girl, for real. Word.
Which, you had a great question, but why? And is it something that we just don't know? So at the end of the day.
What if she has halitosis? We've all been around somebody that has a yuck mouth. What if Belle Jolie has a yuck mouth and he's just smelling it and it's just bothering him?
She's got good teeth, though.
She does. She's beautiful. So that's what I'm wondering. Is it something that we can't see? We can't see yuck mouth. When I say yuck mouth, it doesn't mean you have bad teeth. You have bad gums.
Yeah.
She don't scrape her tongue. I don't know. Just maybe something's there.
Or maybe he's just an a-hole. Because why is he? She's giving him the green light. We know that. And we'll see. Bernie says, don't blame her. It's him.
I didn't blame her. I'm just saying that there's something that maybe is turning him off. Could it be this? Who knows what it is?
Tea time. I can't with Mecca's dainty hands and black polish. So if he had a different color, maybe red, maybe pink, would that be better? Is it the black nail polish or just the nail polish period?
Yeah.
What is the real problem?
It could be that Belle Jolie has female parts. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Oh, you know.
Sorry. That came out. That said out loud. I thought that was inside voice. Did.
No, that was extra inside voice. I don't know what it is that's happening, but it seems like when they put black couples on these shows, all of a sudden they find the two black people that can't get along and put them together, right? Because we get Nikki and Sean, and they go shopping. But this moment, they seem to be having fun. She's even letting him twirl her around, and he can't keep the perv in. He can't keep the logic in, okay? Because as she's twirling around, she says, oop, I don't want a boob to pop out. And this jackass says...
I want a boob to pop out. Like a 12-year-old. I don't want a boob to pop out. I do. Show me that boob.
Yo, it is nuts. He cannot help himself, man. We can tell who's catching up now. I will say this. At least he stopped asking for a kiss and just going for it. And you notice what happened. When he just went for the kiss, what'd she do? She reciprocated and went in. Stop asking for it.
Yeah, but it's still just a peck.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean.
You peck family. Peck, sir. I mean, it's not romantic. Pecks are not romantic. I mean, how many dates would you go on? They've been around each other for 4 days. Mm-hmm. If I'm still getting pecks day two, day three, you're not interested. Yeah. That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah, no. The kiss got to be a kiss. And the peck better be a good one. Some peck.
It's a good peck.
Well, it's not necessarily a peck. Hey, by the way, High Five says Pastor Cal's little brother is a pervert. And you keep thinking about what a good peck is. You'll get it.
Oh, man.
Mimi says Sean is just dangerously horny. Which is, shout out to Jesse Woo. That's an amazing way to put it, though. That is. Look, they're at dinner, and here we go with interviews again. And it's not the question, but when the way that Sean asked it Because you, would you say this was a good question when he asked, what is your, what is friendship to you and how does this play out in a relationship? That's a good question, right?
Yes. But there's nothing wrong with that. I don't look at that as an interview question. I just think we're so frustrated with Sean that no matter what he asks, if he's like, what time is it? We're like, God, he's so needy. You know, we're going to make the big issue. And I'm thinking, he's just asking a good question. I see nothing wrong with it. And she appreciated how he asked it because it didn't put her on the defensive or feel like she was being attacked. But when she starts talking about this, this is where I see some red flags with Nikki. So we saw last episode that she's always broken up with everybody, mm-hmm. right? So in this relationship, her first boyfriend was at the age of 17. They were together for 10 years, but she knew at year 5, this wasn't going to work out. That is a huge red flag.
Okay, I'm about to say red flag.
Huge red flag.
No, yeah.
Huge red. There's so many women that I've dating, you know, in my 40s and 50s. So many people I've met that have these stories of being these long-term relationships. We were together for 7 years. I knew after 3 it wasn't going to work, but that's a you problem. That's a red flag mm-hmm. on anybody who stays in relationships that long.
Chocolate Suda says Pascal would have taken off his glasses, scratching his head, asking, why y'all ain't smashed yet? Oh, are we allowed to say smash? Remember, some comments said that's let me leave it alone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why have y'all not consummated the relationship? Yeah, why you not consummated the relationship? Is that better? That person that complains on every time she posts an ordeal, it's a complaint or something negative.
But she's gonna complain about you just saying that just now, too.
Well, I'm great, I'll add to the list. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the view.
J-Rose says, Sean is speaking like a higher ed professional, and I am one. Which, to that point, the way he asked the question did kind of give off that kind of vibe, right?
He's an educated person. I mean, I'm sorry. You got some people who go to school that long. They're very well educated. Their conversations aren't going to be, what's your favorite color? I mean, they're going to ask some really good, deep conversations. Or deep questions that's going to lead to some good conversation.
She-Ra says, Mavs is playing in our faces again, hooking Sean up with Nikki. They saw that oh, dear God, I didn't read that all the way. They
you
saw
didn't that see feminine energy.
No, I didn't. I usually don't read them when they're that long. I read parts of it. It's a lot to do here. I'm reading all of this, man. Yeah. By the way, I didn't read this all the way, though. IL says, Terrell, is Nikki your type?
No, she's attractive. Mm-hmm. I work in HR. She's in HR. So we'd have that in common. I think the concern with Nikki is she ends every relationship and this issue of being with someone for 10 years and, you know, at year 5, it wasn't going to work. Mm-hmm. That says something about you.
Yeah.
As a person. And I would have an issue with that.
So Christine says, I went on one date with Sean. He was too horny. So I ended things after that.
Is that true? Did you go on a date with the real Sean or with a Sean?
Yeah, because I'm sure there are a lot of Seans.
There's a lot of Seans. I just want to find if it's you. Okay, and you're gonna drop this bomb here in the live.
Yeah,
it better be you. Better be real.
Well, in my head,
I went on a date with a Sean once.
Here's the thing, though, and I did see this in there as well too. It's he wants her. He's attracted. She's at least trying, even though she's not attracted, right? Pretty right, obvious. And you see that. And it looks like they're actually having some sort of breakthrough, right? At least it seems to be there. They're being courted. Yeah. It looks great, right?
It does. It does.
Next couple, Michelle and Cameron. Mm. We find out that they've reached a milestone by kissing on the lips. You know what? This sounds like grade school.
Well, kiss on the lips is a big deal. Keep in mind, 4 days. They've only known each other about 4 days at this point. So fair that happened. I thought they had a great, whatever the ritual thing, I'm glad they didn't show a whole lot of that because I'm looking at them thinking, why are y'all doing that? That's weird.
Yeah. But see, this is the thing that they're doing this time. I notice even when they show what everybody's doing, they just skip past it really fast. And I like this. Let's skate through these days a lot faster. This
speed it up
is, get to the ish, right? They're out eating and they're talking about living. Now, this is where, and this is a very important conversation to have because they're not in the same city.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with this distance because Cameron lives in Portland. She's in Seattle. So about an hour and a half or so drive. It's not that big a deal, depending on what part of Portland he's in. But I think what he's thinking is he's a coach. Mm-hmm. And as a coach, if you change schools, I have a cousin that has been a special teams coach for 10 plus years. And he's gone to so many different schools. Be a school in Louisiana, it'll be West Virginia, it could be Georgia Tech, it could be, so he's moving all the time. And you got to be open to that lifestyle. And that's being military brats, we're used to people moving around. Michelle has only lived in Seattle for her life. And in her mind, she pictures herself being married. And when she has a kid, she wants it to be around her family in Seattle. And so he's trying to ask her, how do you feel about that? So I think it's a good conversation.
Oh, yeah. He was smart to ask that about moving and all that, because she's like, I ain't putting it. That's not what I asked you. Answer the damn question. Right. But look, her vocal fry is like nails on a chalkboard to me, man. Kids are a lot of work. I'd like to start trying in a year. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Almost muted my TV and just read the captions instead.
Yeah. She did say that she liked trying a year, but she also said that before she can try, she has to go through another surgery, and they recommend wait one more year after the surgery before you have kids. So in her mind, she's 34 now. Earliest, if they both decided we're going to do this, earliest she could have a kid is at 36.
Right.
So in 2 years.
So at least that gives him some time, right?
It gives us some time, which I think is a win-win for Cameron, because he said he wants to have some of that time alone as a couple before you bring kids into it, which makes sense. But and her mindset is, okay, yeah, but 2-3 years, I need to be spitting it out. Let's go.
Yeah. I do like that Michelle told Cameron, though, that if he needs space or feels like his independence is being intruded upon, just let me know. I'll adjust.
Yeah, because he said that some of this conversation makes him feel like he wants to run.
IL says, I don't really like the coach guy. Yeah, it does feel like that at some point, right? By the way, I just want you to know that your question has been answered. But before I get to that answer, Paris said, one thing I really like about this season is we get to see couples in their 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Yes, I do like that.
Now that I didn't think about that until you just said that. And I'm like, damn, you're right. We sure do. Which is what we've been asking for, still of everybody just in one age group, right?
Right, right.
And meanwhile, Tea Time asked another question. Do y'all think that slow burners should sign up for the show?
No.
Right.
I don't think so. If you know that you're a slow burner, no. Because slow burners are going to need 3 or 4 weeks. And the problem is, people that sign up for the show, they're looking for, what it seems like is they're looking for their person. And when you think about what marriage is like, everyone has visuals in their mind of what it's like when I get married. We're going to hold hands. We're going to do this. We're going to be kissing. We're going to be touching. It's going to be affection. If you're a slow burner, this is not for you.
Nikki B says, I'm 40 and the thought of getting to know someone is exhausting. I'm cool. and J-Rose says, nah, they need to take the 40s out. Too stuck in their ways. That makes for great TV.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, give us another.
Yeah.
Give us two. Let's get equal opportunity. Give us a white in their older couples in the 40s. Like, wait, they did that the last time. I would say a white couple, but they did that the last time. And we said that. Now they gave us the black couple this time. They did.
Yeah.
Chaka Sue said, I think Cameron was recruited, didn't apply on his own. Probably. But here's the thing. I saw this. So I wanted to make sure we get back to it because you asked the question. Was it really you, Christine, that went on this date with Sean? Or was it a Sean, right? And she goes, I went on a date with him back in 2013 when he lived in New York City. I last saw him out randomly last year in Harlem. Live cruising.
Did you catch the other?
Without any other questions. So High Vibe said, what turned you off about Sean? Right? Yeah. And she said, after the first date, he pretended to want to date for real. Then when he saw he wasn't getting any, he flat out said he was just looking for sex.
Okay.
To which Chocolate Sooner said, yuck. but, okay. So now you give her a pass?
No, great. No, I just wanted you to call that out. You just can't there's so many people when these shows come out, people that speculate and say all these different things, you'll know if it's true. So if you're right. coming into the live, I just want to verify, is it real Sean? I believe her 100% mm-hmm. because after what we've seen in 5 episodes, I'm like, yeah, I can totally see that.
Absolutely. Hey, shout out to everybody who's rocking with us, whether you're here now, part of the live crew, or watching this latest part of the replay gang. Do us a favor. We have a goal we're trying to get to by the end of July. As we creep forward to it, we need you to help us. We're trying to get to 10K subs, all right? So do us a favor. First, please hit that like button. And then, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the code above my left shoulder. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
Now, to the replay gang, please remember, hit that hype button. Anybody in the live crew right now, you got to wait till we get till it's over before we can actually sometime after before it actually kicks up. So hit that. It really does help us too as well. And to all our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you would like to support in style, you can do so. Just scan the QR code over Terrell's left shoulder and get the merch store. You can get the RGRT Pod official T-shirt. We thank you in advance for your support. Now,
yes,
let us know you've made it this far already. You're here with us. You're getting ready to go jump in the pool. But before you jump in the pool, I need you to leave the word that irritates the crap out of me. Vocal fry. Or just leave some French fry emojis. And
well, French fries mean something different compared to Love Island, remember? So...
This Mavs, they're a little more mature.
Too old for that.
too old for the French fries.
They do wedges. They do wedges for Mavs. French fries for the young people. Old folks get the potato wedges. Took out them fat fingers by the time we're in our 40s.
Look, Chocolate Suda has shown how you do the vocal fry. The vocal fry. See, all the words you can put vocal fry. Oh, like Monique, just put the fries. You know, we'll settle for French fries. Ain't nothing wrong with a little French fry. Oh, like Chocolate Suda says, Sean wanted to French fry and steak fry real bad. Oh, my God. Y'all are nuts, man. Yo, we get to the pool party, and... anything stood out to you about this before we get into all the conversations they kind of went straight to?
Yeah, I've never heard of swim socks mm-hmm. before. What the hell is that?
Socks you wear when you swim.
Never.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have them. I don't.
I've never seen that. I get big people that maybe wear T-shirts when they go swimming. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah,
swim socks. And he was like, somebody might throw a football. Who is out there running routes by the side of the pool? I've never seen that my whole life.
First of all, don't run inside
the pool. You jump in the water.
Yeah.
You jump in the water and catch a ball, but you're not like run a slant, you know, go towards the diving board and then cut towards the water fountain. I'm going to hit you.
No. And Paris, you're absolutely right. And Nikki B, you're so wrong. swim shoes are right there. Exactly. You can wear the swim shoes. Why swim socks? So he just doesn't want to spend the money.
Right.
Taylor says socks in the pool is crazy. JoJo says water shoes have better grip. And Nikki B says, Terrell, he's been training for this.
Apparently.
You know, what about his $1,000 pickleball challenge?
Okay. I don't mind people being competitive. If you're into that, you play golf way more than I do. I haven't played golf in probably 5 or 6 years. You play way regularly. So if you, for you to challenge me in golf would be dumb. Cause I'm like, really? Why would you? Terrell, if you beat me in 9 holes, I'll give you $1,000. It's dumb. For him, that's all he does. Jet ski and pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hope that somebody whoops his ass and he loses $1,000.
Yeah, Felipe.
Out of spite.
I don't even play. I'll take that challenge. Yeah. Which would be even worse.
Yeah.
You know, there are conversations happening here that we get to Devin and Caitlin stuff that's just kind of, and it spreads. It's no longer just between them. It spreads a little more, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it does, because Devin's, you know, talking to the guys and saying that he and Caitlin haven't kissed yet. Mm-hmm. Which 4 days in, not much kissing since the wedding. I could totally see some concern.
Yeah.
With that. And then Caitlin is talking to Courtney about how she needs her alone time and how needy Devin is. And yeah. Courtney said, you know, they're bonding over this because Courtney's like, oh, same, you know. And they both bond on how they're both not emotional, which I don't understand that when they say I'm not emotional. No one's asking you to be emotional. We're just asking you to act like you give a shit.
Have some feelings, at least, you know,
right.
To me, Caitlin's coming off really bratty, right? Because mm-hmm. it's super out of my comfort zone. Yes, it's married at first sight. Not do what
right.
you did before. And that didn't
right.
work, right? So
exactly.
I don't understand this. Courtney saying it feels like quarantine tells you everything you need to know about how she feels being next to Nick.
This reminds me of when I had COVID.
Because you have, here's, I'm going to put this in more in a clearer perspective for you, right? Because remember, she is super conservative, even though she mm-hmm. pretends she doesn't know what January 6th is.
Mm-hmm.
Who hated quarantine more? If she says she feels like she's in quarantine, that's how much she despises.
Oh, see, Nick. That's what you think it is. Okay.
No, she just despises him. It's yeah, it, she can't. And that's all it is, right? Mimi said, Caitlin and Granny should have stayed at home with their foolishness. she, again, mentions often herself. This is, why are we having all these conversations instead of just having a conversation with him?
That is my biggest issue with Courtney. And ladies in the live, answer this question for me. When you have a girlfriend that comes to you complaining about their relationship, is the first question you ask her, hey, have you told him how you feel about this? Or do y'all just have this dialogue? Because I've seen this in my personal life where someone wants to talk to their representatives and I don't find out for months. Nick is sitting there. He's thinking everything is great. She's not told him how he's felt, but she's quick to tell Caitlin, Caitlin and then Tori. Yeah. Anyone who will listen, she's just quick to complain. Have you told Nick yet? So ladies, do you do that? If your friend complains and you ask him, hey, have you talked to your man about this yet?
Now, Mimi says that's the first question I ask.
Mm.
Meanwhile, Chocolate Suno says, nah, I just let the ladies vent. Like, get it out.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Because they vent, they get it out, but they never talk to the man about it. And then they go home and it just keeps, you know, building.
Tea Time says, I did not like Courtney complaining to all the women about her hubby. Yep.
Yeah.
And Mrs. K says, depends. But I usually would tell my friends, what did he say? Which comes back to, nothing. I haven't talked to him yet. You might want to start there.
Yeah.
So actually, that is a great way to do it, Mrs. K. I like that. But what did he say?
When you told him about it, what did he say? I love that. That should be the thing right there that you ask.
Sandmai says the same thing. I'm always asking that. What did he say about it? Yep. So
yeah.
I like that. Monica says, I ask if you've talked to him. Chocolate Suna said, I would have asked after she said what she said. You want to get the tea first. I got you. I see what you did. Meanwhile, our parents are like, have you told them? Because there's nothing I can do. Shout out to Pearl. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Nikki Vito, on the other hand, if I know her guy, I usually start with F that ninja. Of course you do.
Hey,
of course you do.
If any of my guy friends came to me, I'm going to say whatever. Because the fact that you came to me, then I don't have to worry about your sensitivity level or whatever. I'm going to be really straight. Hey, have you talked to her about it? Mm-hmm. Well, then why are you talking to me? Talk to her about it first and then come back to me after that. Call me tomorrow.
Yeah, so, Chocolate Soon over the Legally Hype right here. Shout out to Legally Hype. Okay, so boom. Coming with some best. look, maybe the reason Courtney doesn't talk to Nick is because he says stuff like toesies.
So it's so funny about things like that can give someone the ick. I have a friend of mine years back. She met this guy on a dating app. They're messaging and they finally go meet up on their first date. And on their first date, he made the comment, like, have you ever done this? We should do that together. It'll be funsies. And she was just done.
Yes.
Once he said funsies, she was done.
I'm not. Okay. And the last thing on Courtney right now, for at least a little while. Why do we keep having to hear about her never having a one night stand?
Is that a flex?
That's a great question.
Is it a flex that I've never had a one night stand? Are you awesome? No. Yeah. Cause you could say, okay, I've never had a one night stand because nobody ever wanted to touch me. Well, that's different.
Well, that's not her problem.
Well, I'm just saying, if nobody ever wanted you, it's different. You didn't have a choice.
Mecca is talking to Nick.
Nicky.
And he admits to Nick that the problem with him and Belle Jolie is actually him. Not surprised.
At least he owns it. No. At least he owns it. He said that he's letting her take the lead and he isn't doing, you know, really anything, but he doesn't want to come across thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To me, thirsty would have been at the reception if you were getting all Sean on her after the reception. That could be thirsty.
Yeah.
But by this point, after the conversation she had with you in episode 4, where she's telling you, hey, you got the green light. You know, she's flagging you in like the planes. Come on in. Get this.
Thirsty is an excuse. That's all of this. That's the scapegoat.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's. She said, I'm going to follow your lead. And he said, okay, I'm going to sit over here. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I think that there's something else to it. Because if he's really attracted to her and all that, this wouldn't even be an issue. There's something that's going on that maybe we don't know of why he's not making any moves or taking the lead on intimacy and affection.
Right. And like Felicia said, thirsty, you're married. Plain and simple. Yeah. And J-Rose says
you're married now.
Mecca don't want her. And we can see it.
That's what I think.
Yeah. It seems a little too obvious, right? We get to see Courtney and Nick again. and I got to ask this. How do you ask about doing a would you rather and not have a question ready?
You don't. That's just it. You don't. I would never. Hey, you want? I've never played just one-on-one dating someone. Want to play would you rather? Never. That tells me you don't have jack crap to talk about. That's where you're starting with.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten really bad.
That's why she can't stand him. But you know what? We'll go through this. Let's ask the live crew, since it's not one-on-one. Let's ask them this would you rather question. And so you can answer in the live chat. And replay gang, you can answer in the comment section. Would you rather have bad breath forever or snot always coming out your nose? First of all, terrible, gross question to be asking while you're sitting right next to somebody on a bowl cuddled up. But
yeah,
which would you rather?
I'd rather have the bad breath because I can do mints and gum to try to cover that. It's not always coming out your nose. That's just disgusting. Because imagine like it's always coming out your nose. Anytime you try to kiss somebody, even if you blow in white, it's still coming out.
Yeah. So you have the same answer that Nick had, which kind of made Courtney want to just jump off the jump off the boat, right? Me, I'm going to go the other way. I'll go with the snot because I'm like, Maria, you can use a Kleenex.
But you can't use Kleenex. You're on top of somebody making out in bed and then just drops the snot. It's going to come out.
Well, then you got to let it ride. Because like Marie James said, mints don't cover bad breath. I mean, the bad breath. Oh, have you ever kissed anybody with bad breath?
Yes.
Have you ever stood in front of somebody who's talking with bad breath and you're like,
yes. Yeah.
I know you can taste that because I can smell it from over here. Yes. I know you can taste it.
Yes. That's so funny. I'm just picturing you just laying back.
That's how you say reverse cowgirls. So MWA says, by the way, mints just make bad breath smell like minty bad breath. Mimi says, bad breath pisses me off. So see? All mine, snot. I'm telling you, you're on the wrong side of this one, terrible.
I'm sorry, no. I don't have to kiss you.
Well, oh, like Chuck is too, says, up top,
up top.
Oh, wow. I absolutely believe in this, Monica, that people become immune to their own breath. I absolutely believe, because there's no way that they don't know, right?
Yeah.
After this terrible game, to kick off this conversation on the boat, they actually have a pretty good conversation, don't they?
I think they do, because finally what I was complaining about with Courtney is that she's frustrated but not sharing any of the stuff with Nick. Mm-hmm. And so finally she opens up and just starts to talk about, hey, I like goofy. I like this. And he's thinking, you know what? I've been feeling the same way. I'd like to be goofy, but I've been trying to be over serious because I can't tell if you're into me or not.
Right.
So I thought this was a good breakthrough. Like, y'all should have did this day two or three instead of just being frustrated. Talk about it.
Yeah. you know, there's a moment that happens during this conversation where Courtney has an emotional moment for a literally, they probably didn't edit this, but literally about 10 seconds, then snaps back at what to me seems alarmingly quick.
I thought of and I'm wondering if they edited and dragged out the pause, because when she started crying, I'm like, spit it out. What is it? Like, I felt Nick was looking at her the same way. I was going to treat her like Lassie, be like, what's that girl? What's the problem? Timmy fell down the well? Like, tell me what the hell you're crying about.
Right.
So, but once she finally did, I'm like, okay, there's a lot of deep down stuff that she's dealing with when she talks about being a slow burn. Because the thing that's interesting to me is she has a fear of someone leaving her.
Yeah.
And she keeps bringing that up. But then you're not doing anything to keep him interested. So I'm just wondering, like, what was the downfall of some of her previous relationships? And she said everybody's cheated on her.
Yeah.
Nick, well, if you're not giving any affection or something, well.
And if you follow the 90-day rule, that's probably why this fear of everybody leaving comes up, because they're like, I waited for this. Nikki B says Courtney was either masking her pain or she's insane. I see the rhyme there, but it's that would make me have caught. I would question what's going on.
Yeah. Cats not fed at home, they go digging in the garbage. It's real talk.
By the way, Kevin says Nick mentally checked out once that makeup came off.
Nah, he's still there. He's still there.
I'm there with PJA, though. Nick ain't fooling me. He's there for TV.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, you're wrong. I'm not even doing that with you. I'm not doing that with you.
Wow, Kevin.
You're wrong. I'm not messing with you. Moving on. Michelle and Cameron. Talking wine and kids. You know, I'll be honest with you, Terrell. I muted my TV, but I forgot to turn the captions on when they were back up because I didn't want to hear that vocal fry anymore. What happened?
So he's trying to open a bottle of wine and talks about how he used to always be concerned trying to do that in front of girls. He didn't know how to do it. And she said, when did you learn how to open a bottle of wine? 37, which I don't fault him. I remember the very first time I tried to open up a bottle of wine and, you know, you break the cork and then you're like, how do I fix this? And you want to look like you're in control, but she was like, grabbed it and showed me how to like get the cork out and never talked to me again. Ever since then, I've been good at opening bottles of wine. Took one time for me to learn that lesson.
Well, that's good. See, at least you learn. And sometimes we all need a little motivation to learn the things we need to learn, right?
Yeah.
Now I know you also mentioned that they were talking about kids again. So what was the discussion this time?
Well, this time, you know,
Cameron decided to be open, you know, to open up to her and say, because she asked him, hey, how are you feeling about everything? And he said, well, it's kind of hard to say. Change is hard for me. And this whole thing has been very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, talking about kids, talking about marriage. He's wondering if he's going to feel trapped and like want to escape. And the whole time he's saying this, I'm thinking, oh, God, Cameron, come on, man. Please don't swim in that, because that's going to be all in her head.
Right.
And he winds up saving it by saying that he really likes her and she's the reason why he hasn't run.
Okay.
Yes.
And so here's the thing about that, right? Because to that part right there, that's a moment that could be a breakthrough for her, because even though Purdy Birdie's saying these two are boring, I skipped their scenes too. J-Ro says the boring ones usually last though. And what do I always say from the great philosopher Christopher Rockenstein? All good relationships are boring. The exciting ones, those are the ones that are terrible, right? So yeah. Boring relationships are usually good. They usually last too. So that's the thing. It seems like this is their breakthrough moment for them too, right?
Right, right.
Next up, we get to Nikki and Sean again. And this starts off good, right? Because Nikki calls Sean a spiritual and emotional leader in their relationship. And as always, Sean flips that beautiful moment and says, yeah, but what about our intimacy?
I mean, fair question. He's trying to ask, you know, how she feels their intimacy is going. And she said, it's been fine. We've had some kisses and some cuddles, not in the bed, but, you know, I've let you touch me a little bit. I'm good. I'm comfortable with the pace they were at, is what she said. And she tells him, like, well, is there something you feel you're missing? And he's just honest with her. I like to be touched. I like my head to be rubbed. I like a little scratchy scratch. I want my wife to initiate kissing with me, because he keeps asking. And again, he's not reading the room that she's not attracted to him. And she said that she'd want those things to happen naturally, which to me, you're not interested.
Right.
Which is fair. It's totally fair to say that. But she said that she even told him to his face, she's not sexually attracted to him.
Why?
And he can't believe it.
Yeah,
he can't believe it. I'm like, come on. I mean, I don't think I'm a bad looking dude, but if a girl was like, nah, Terrell, not at all, I'm not going to be mad or be like, no, I don't believe her. She wants me. That's stupid.
Okay, but he's saying, because they gave some tongue and she's like, no, he's like, no, you gave me some tongue too, even with food in your mouth, right? Which is kind of gross, by the way. But
doesn't mean she likes you because she gave you some tongue. I've tongued some people. Well, that's fine. I'm not even talking about myself. But just saying, doesn't mean they like you.
No, please finish that story.
we'll save that for story time. I'm like, just because I tongued you doesn't mean I like you. So.
Where? By the way, Tea Time says, I believe Nikki's doing things with Sean behind the scenes because she's too embarrassed to admit that she kind of likes him.
Really? I just don't see that she likes him at all.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny when Nikki, because he tells her that pretty much he feels like when she's doing these, with what I think he's calling it pity kisses, that he's thinking that this is, you know, more intimate and it's creating a physical reaction for him, which means he's going from 6 to midnight every time she touches him or kisses him.
He said, no blue pill needed.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Rub my head, give me a little scratchy scratch.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to tell my wife that, hey, give me a little scratchy scratch.
Yeah. I kind of love how Nikki handled that. She goes, well, maybe then I shouldn't explore if it's causing a physical reaction in you. Uh-huh. Don't want to do that. So it's hard on my account. I will stop.
K-Woo says Nikki's trying hard to fake it, then Sean ruins it with talking. J-Rose in the meantime says, I need to have more confidence if Sean thinks he's fine. Chocolate Sooner says, I'm a non-committal maker outer. If I don't touch you, I don't like you.
Boom.
And that's it.
Great.
Isn't that what we talked about before?
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm. yeah, by the way, K-Woo says, as far as the, you know, the food was a barrier. And she was trying to, you know, use that food when she was gave him some tongue. She's really just trying to push him back with the food.
Yeah, here, get some of this cream corn. Oh,
And by the way, JoJo said, see, it's there are a couple of people who think this. 6 to midnight, I think she did a little extra after drinking some wine.
You think?
You know, things can happen. Things can happen.
I don't think so. Just what I'm saying, it just doesn't seem like she's going to do anything. But y'all are right. There could be stuff that we're not seeing on camera.
Or, like Sly says, I don't like you and I don't want you.
I don't want you.
that's actually how I feel with these two. That's exactly what it is. And the complete opposite side of that is Tori and Felipe. The person that the guys had zero faith in. Mm-hmm. Seems to be having it the best right now, right? Because Jerry's saying it's been easy, but they need to figure out what living together looks like.
Yeah. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because I've been saying, I worked in the restaurant industry for a long time. I know a lot of dudes, single dudes working in the restaurant industry. Their house is dirty. They got all kind of cooking gadgets and bar making gadgets and drink making gadgets, but their place is freaking disgusting. And I'm like, I bet Felipe's that way. So when he says, well, you know, what is it like, you know, when you live with somebody, what do you expect? And immediately Tori picks up on it. She goes, how dirty are you? Are you a hoarder?
Right. Yeah.
And so he's like, look, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a hoarder, 1 being spotless, I'm a 5. Mm-hmm. Now, Yanni, on that scale of 1 to 10, 10 being a hoarder, 1 being spotless, where would you put me?
-1. Well, no. You know what? I'm gonna give you a 2 for one reason or one reason only.
What?
What is that reason? And it should probably be a 2.5. Shoes in the house.
Oh, shoes in the house. Shoes in the house.
Exactly.
Okay, but outside of that, spotless, right? I think Sean is a bit messy, and I think Tori is gonna be like me and be a neat mm-hmm. freak. And so I can't wait till they get back from the honeymoon and be able to see each other's places. That's what it's going to tell us the truth.
Right. No, that's definitely going to tell the truth. Now, the thing on the topic of kids, she wants 2, he wants 1. And he says they'll learn multiple languages. And I like that.
I think that's great. But did you also catch what Tori's expecting? She wants them to have a house mm-hmm. and a summer house.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. But it's just letting you know what she wants. Remember, we talked about this. She's the one also had the girlfriend credit card.
Okay.
Just saying that there's a lifestyle that she wants.
That doesn't mean that, you know,
there's a lifestyle that she wants.
Okay. That doesn't mean she's not working for it.
I didn't say she's not working for it. I said there's a lifestyle that she wants. And so keep in mind, if she wants to have kids, there's a possibility that she might decide after the first one, I don't want to work anymore. I want to stay home until the kids are at least 5. Okay, so whatever income she was making, that goes away. So you can't bank on it. So you got to think to yourself, Felipe, you're with a woman who wants to have 2 kids and wants to have a house and a summer house. You got to start thinking what type of money you're going to be making to be able to provide that.
Okay, Felicia's saying it right. She's setting the expectations. Look, you have expectations. You don't want Applebee's anymore.
Right.
Right?
Right. But she's letting them know, if you want all this, mm-hmm. I want a house and a summer house. And 2 children.
Yep.
That'll go to church.
He said 1.5. Yeah, because tea time asked, do you think their religion will be a problem?
Of course. Of course it'll be a problem, because as soon as the kids get baptized, Felipe's going to be like, hey, son, how did it feel going in the pool? Mm-hmm. Not how did it feel to get baptized? Did you like your swim? Did you have a good time?
Bodine, come on, Noop. Why are you over there on his side? I ain't saying she a gold digger.
She's not. She set expectations. That's what she wants. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But okay. The thing I do like, though, is Tori saying that she was skeptical of the process, but now mm-hmm. she's thankful to the matchmakers for giving her Felipe. That's got to be good to hear, right?
Well, it is. And if you really think about it, and people used to give the old experts a hard time,
I really think the experts previously and in this one do a good job of trying to find people what they are looking for.
Right.
Now, it's once they actually meet is where you see the challenges. So kudos to Tori for acknowledging that.
Next couple up, Belle Jolie and Mecca. And this conversation, I was so lost in this because why would you even do this? Mecca asks if Belle Jolie thinks one of them is more attracted to the other than the other.
Mm. Which is a loaded question because she says, oh, well, that's a good question. I don't know. You know, what do you think? And I think that was his way to tee up to tell her, hey, I think you're way more attracted to me than I am to you. And she was like, ninja, what? And he's like, yeah, I think you're, if I put it on a scale, you're 150% and I'm 80%. That is crazy. And I'm thinking, even if that's the case, Mecca, you don't say that to a woman.
That I didn't understand why he would say that. And then he didn't make it any better when he's like, okay, well, 80-60. Like, he just went from I'm 80% attracted to you to 60% attracted to you just because you thought 150 was too high of how much you are. So that just knocked you down 20 spots.
Right. 100%. Now, someone said in, I think it was our episode 4 in the comments, one of the replay gang, they said that, I think I'd made the comment about, could you be attracted to somebody? Or could it grow? Could the feeling still grow? And she was saying that for women, the attraction can evolve and grow, but that woman expects that guy to be attracted to her immediately.
Yeah.
Right? So for Mecca, for Belle Jolie to hear that Mecca's like, yeah, I'm 60%. You're 80. I'm not really feeling it. Man, that's going to get in her head. And I don't blame her when she says, you know what? I'm going to dial it back then.
Yeah.
If that's what's going on.
She should.
Yeah.
And it's... So here's the question, because T-Time says Belle is 90s fine. Is Mecca acting out because she didn't kiss him in front of Logic?
That's dumb if he is. Mm-hmm. That's even worse.
Right.
Like, that's the worst excuse. If that's what it is, that's a bigger problem.
Yeah, I did not understand this whole thing. I did not understand the... Well, there's a whole lot of things in this. I'm gonna go past this. I'm gonna leave it alone. Let's get off them real quick. I'm about to step in it. Caitlin and Devin, they go to the water park with Marissa and Adam, right? And this is where I think Devin starts to do it wrong, because he's now trying to compare his relationship to Marissa and Adam's relationship.
Right. Well, again, I think people have in their mindset what marriage is like. And so you sign up for this show, you go through the month's process of trying to get selected, then you get selected and they say you get married in 2 weeks. You're envisioning in 2 weeks, I'm going to have this person that I can talk to, connect with, or, you know, we're going to make eye contact, we're going to be affectionate, all these different things. So yeah, the reality, they've been around each other 4 or 5 days, give it some time. But I can see why he feels that way. But you're right, Devin needs to chill out on that.
I mean, think about it. Their last night in Mexico, Caitlin and Devin, Caitlin says she doesn't think the level of what Devin wants is a level that she can give.
Right. Right. Now, here's the thing is, and we got to think about editing. Are they not showing us all the stuff that she's been doing for him? You know, the different times that maybe she has been engaging with him, initiating affection. They're just not showing anything.
No, they showed us. Okay, they showed us when they were out and, you know, it was just one of those. Again, they've skipped through the activities, which I like. But they even showed, was it dancing? Remember when they were out learning to dance? And she even did the high five. She went in and initiated the kiss, everything.
Yeah, she did.
But here's the thing. It's looking like she wants points. I want 10 points every time I do one thing. If I look at you, that's 10 points, right? And it doesn't work like that. Obviously, it's not enough. And if it's just this to appease me, then don't. Hey, I've always had this thing. Don't do it to make me feel good. Do it because you want to do it.
Yeah.
And make
say
me
that.
Feel good.
Right.
Let's make sure we got that though. Doing it just to make me feel good, that feels like a transaction. I don't do transactions, yeah. Okay? Plain and simple. So I kind of get where he's coming from in this. Anything else from them though? Because it looks like they look like they were going to be so good,
yeah,
at the reception, and it's gone downhill since.
It has. I had a lot of hope for them, and it's just not looking good so far.
Yeah, not at all. Marissa and Adam, this is the part that I didn't understand. Why is he having to test the drink? Like he's king and she's his fool, his official food taster?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I find that odd. I just find that odd that he does that, but that's fine. But then on top of that, when he was like, this is the best steak I've ever had, you want to taste it? I'm thinking, just cut her a piece.
Yeah, like a normal human being.
Or put on the fork and feed it to her. He just picks up the steak, get you a bit of that. You know, it's gonna be easy to chew. If a girl handed me a steak off her plate like this in her hand, here, Terrell, take a bite of my steak. No. Cut me a piece. I got it.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you something. The fact he gave her like that, she couldn't even bite the steak off. Then he goes, grabs his, gets him a bite too, puts the steak down again, like the old school medieval king times. And mwah, 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 that was the best steak I've ever had. Like, Jesus Christ. Now, you know what? I take it back. Let her test your drinks and don't eat food like that again. Use the
napkin. That is just terrible. Like, classless. It's one thing if you're at home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It'd be one thing you're at home. You're at a restaurant. There's cameras on right now.
Okay. Now, CXM says he's eating a steak like a piece of chicken. Would you, if you had baked chicken on your plate, no, on the bone, would you use your knife and fork and get it off?
Baked chicken on the plate at a restaurant,
mm-hmm,
where there's people? Knife and fork. Baked chicken at the house, I'm gonna wake up, grab some out of the refrigerator, not even heat it up, just take a couple bites straight from the deal. But that's at home. I would not do that at a restaurant.
Okay, Wanda Sykes. The white people are looking.
Yeah. Act like you got some sense.
So let me guess, you're not gonna order the watermelon for dessert either?
No, I don't eat watermelon in front of white people. I told you that. I don't.
Damn.
Watermelon. No, I don't eat watermelon or fried chicken. I don't like white people.
That is why. T-Time says, even oxtail. No, look, oxtail, the only way you can get anything off it, this is why I don't do oxtail. I can't stand oxtail because there's so little meat on it, right? Give me the oxtail gravy over my rice. I'll be happy with the little pieces of meat I get from that. Monica asks, what about fried chicken though?
Would I hand my fried chicken to somebody?
No,
would you take a bite?
With your hand, or did you cut it with a knife and fork in a restaurant?
I would eat the fried chicken in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think you do that. Fried chicken in your hand. Baked chicken, no. Because normally a sauce is, you know, sitting in chicken stock or something. Yeah. It's gonna be a lot more messy compared to fried chicken. Very different.
So that's the difference. So fried chicken is finger food. The other things you do. Okay, got you. I got you. Nikki says only ribs and wings can be eaten with hands publicly.
True. True.
And drumsticks. And fried drumsticks.
What I love to see in the live chat is I'm not the only one that doesn't eat fried chicken and watermelon in front of white people. I thought you were going to come at me in the comments. I'm like, I'm not alone. Thank you.
So I see a lot of people have watched Wanda Sykes. Now, Kevin's like, what white person do you know that doesn't like chicken and watermelon?
No, they do.
Okay.
They do. I'll admit it's in my own head. There was when I was a manager at Applebee's, it was summertime in Georgetown, Texas. And one of the managers, he bought a watermelon and like cut it. You know, so the cooks were getting a big thing of watermelon. I mean, it was hot. It was perfect time of the year to do it. And I'm sitting there eating a watermelon. And then I just stopped for a second. I kind of look, and I felt like people were looking at me. Mm-hmm. And I felt like they're like, look, 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 look.
He likes it.
He's doing it. He's doing it. And so ever since then, it got in my head. I said, you know what? From now on, I do not eat watermelon. What do
I
eat?
Says I eat watermelon in front of anybody. I don't get it. Lanaya says I work at a daycare. I never make monkey sounds ever. Cause you know, that's things that people do with kids, but that became something else, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Hmm. Yeah. Mimi says my sister-in-law is white and we be tearing that watermelon up. Kevin said, watch me. I don't give a f- And Shineske says, I'm allergic to watermelon, but that fried chicken, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the next thing that Adam does, he's setting it. We are the king and queen of this, of season 20. And if you had the opportunity to send one couple home, which one of these peasant couples would you send home?
Yeah.
And she didn't take the bait.
She didn't. I like that about Marissa. She didn't say anything because Marissa knows, hey, there's cameras and microphone.
Yep.
What I'm going to say, this is going to come back on me. So not saying a word. And she's like, well, what do you think? And he immediately, Devin and Caitlin, done. Put a cork in them.
Yeah.
And she tried to be positive. Well, you know, when we meet with Dr. Lisa, maybe that'll help. Nope, that's not going to help.
He's like, nope, that ain't going to do it because she's not reciprocating. Party says, that was such a weird question. Did you think he was on Love Island? By the way, and this episode, we got one more episode to do, which we'll do tomorrow before we get to the next group of episodes, 7 through 9. But Coach Run has a really important question considering what we're just talking about. It says, do I get my black card taken? I've never eaten watermelon before.
No.
I've never eaten it before either.
Yeah.
And I take my black card like I take my letters. You can't take them from me. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mine's on my arm. You can take it. This ain't coming off.
Take it from me.
Ain't coming off.
Charge me all you want. I still won't answer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't. It doesn't take anything away from Kevin because he hasn't had watermelon yet. Not at all.
Yo, Nikki B said, turn y'all on him on your way out.
Come on now, Nikki B.
I know there's going to be somebody.
See, this is why we've missed you, Nikki B. We've missed you on this podcast.
Look, before we get out of here, a couple things here, because when you were talking about the wine, right? Hey, you there says black people used to twist off. We ain't tried cork wine till Roscoe Dash and Olivia Pope.
No, I started the wine before that, partly because I was in the restaurant industry. Obviously you get a chance to try wines. Mm-hmm. And then I was a banquet bartender at the Hyatt and had to pour wines all the time. So I started to get into wines and learn about wines. I bartended at the IPIC and they have a huge wine selection. So I think black people have gotten into it. It just depends if who they're around. I went to one wine tasting in Houston and it was like this black business association put together, and it was the shittiest wine. It's like they just grabbed it. It was all bullshit. I'm listening to them talk about the wine. I'm like, that's not how you describe Malbec. What are y'all talking about?
Well, how about this? Coach Run says, I ended up getting 17 stitches when I tried to open up a bottle of wine for the first time.
Okay, what'd you learn? Coach, what'd you learn?
Not all corkscrews are made equal.
See, I can't do those electric corkscrews. I'm old school. I got to do the, you know, twist.
You know the one the waiters have, don't you? The one me.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I saw this one too from Nikki B, who says, men who can't grill or fix anything is a turnoff. Remember, we talked about Nick and the icks that he gave? because he couldn't do certain things.
Yeah. Nikki, if that's how you feel, great. But let me just to align here with my friend, Nick. Could I grill? Could I cook some meat on the grill? Yes. Do I own a grill? No. Do I own a smoker? No. And do I fix stuff with these hands? No. But can I call someone to come fix something? Yes.
Yeah.
Can I get us some good meat grilled, whether I did it or got? Yes. I can do those things. That's what Nick is saying. I don't have to do all that to be a man, but can I provide? Yes.
Well, and to be fair, I didn't grill before. Before I met my wife, I didn't grill. And I remember she's like, hey, I got us a new grill. I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? So I put it together because I had to put this thing together. I put it together. I was like, you know, I don't grill, right? She goes, what kind of man doesn't grill? I was like, this one, the one who has people, friends who grill way better. Why would I insult them and get on the grill? But you know what? She likes grilled food. Guess what? Your boy became a master griller.
Yeah. What? Could you imagine the world we'd be in if a man looked at a woman and said, what kind of woman can't cook? What kind of woman that can't iron and do laundry and clean bathrooms and clean the house? What kind of women are you? Come on now. If we were to say that, we get canceled. But of course, women, if you don't like a guy that's not handy enough and, can grill, that's fine.
Nikki B says, tell her you can make a crawfish boil and pay someone, so that's different.
Yeah, so there's. I like doing the crawfish boil. I enjoy that.
And Tehu says, Terrell's got nice hands.
Thank you. Take care of him. You know why? Because I'm not fixing shit.
Look, the thing about it too is that's why the hands are soft and that's why you like them touched. See?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Oh my god, by the way, J-Roll says men do say that a lot, so
well, some just saying. I think for a man, for a woman, that you take Courtney, who has the ick about Nick not being handy. I think for if there was a man that said, hey, I met so and so, she's a beautiful girl, but she can't cook, I'm not interested, I would think he's a fool.
Yeah.
To not date somebody because they can't cook or clean. Just like I think a woman would be crazy to not date a guy because he's not handy enough.
Right.
They can't grill.
But let's see here. I just saw this real quick.
Wow.
I'm not messing with you, Kevin. Simon Bree says, men do say that. Also, soft hands feel nice, which is why you don't change tires. You don't fix things. Change oil, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, no, you have a. I used to do that. I've done it.
Okay,
I'm an Audi guy now. I don't have to do this.
The whole "Would you rather" about the bad breath and the snot. A couple things that popped up after we moved on from there. With Tea Time says I had to email someone anonymously about their breath.
Anonymously? How do you email someone anonymously?
Right.
How do you do that? Teach me, please. Because there's some people at the office.
Yeah, you might need to learn that one. Also, Coach Run has said if the snot drops out while you're on top, just tell her sweat.
She knows it ain't sweat. She sees it. It's snot. He didn't say it was just like a little bit of a drip, like a runny nose. It's not. She'll know.
And the answers to your thing came in. Tea Time says, make a new email. Marie says, use a fake email. All right, Nikki, I see you on that. So, That poll would have to be for one of those one of those other joints. Story time.
Yeah, that's a good story time. It's a good story. I'll answer that one. I'll give examples. I'll talk about that.
So that'll be the next story time. Oh, not the next one, because the next one we got to cover something. There's another one after that. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, do us a favor, man. Please hit that like button if you have not done so already. And please also help us get to that 10 $5K sub goal that we do have. All right, so we're inching closer. If you're not subscribed, please go ahead, hit that subscribe button, and make sure you hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.